It's the time to get down. I think it's just about that time, Vic.
No, I'm ready for it, man. It's all day.
Everybody get
making everybody
good
wait.
Morning.
Yeah, you're making them wait, man.
You had to.
Okay. That means we gotta make it good. We'll make it good.
I will try.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Coffee. Show that comes to you live and unscripted in the morning. We call it Wake Up Reality Talk. Today is going to be great. It is Tuesday. It's our quadruple banger Tuesday. That's right, quadruple banger. Not just a triple banger, a quadruple banger.
Uh-oh, Mario's getting undressed live, you guys.
You know, you ever watch women, you ever see women when they pull off a bra underneath a shirt?
TMI, bro.
You know, women can reach underneath a shirt, do some shit, and pull a bra out to sleep.
Okay, all right.
So, I do something like that with headphones.
Okay.
With earbuds. I put them up my sleeve, and it comes out my butt.
I'm leaving all that conversation with you.
Sharing.
That's it.
Sharing.
Welcome, everybody. We got that quadruple banger day. That day, there's four segments. We kick you off with Morning Coffee. Got my Meerkat family pointing all to you. What's up, people? Man, I wish I could talk about all the sports that's happened over the weekend. Preseason hockey, basketball, Major League Baseball, playoffs, all this stuff. I'm not just going to talk sports, but I'm going to give you what I call my trends, my fantasy perspectives. I only have about 15 minutes to do it, so I'm going to do the best that I can with what I have. In the meantime, we actually will kick off segment two today with DJ Miko. She will fly high.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what the theme is.
I know what that means.
She's going to fly high.
She's going to fly high.
She's going to fly high.
Fly high.
And then you're going to chase her with that quiet storm. Make sure that the wrath. Oh, you popping it like that, right?
Well, that's the way we do. It's time for Morning Coffee, y'all. Come on, get up. Let me say, turn that thing down and get ready for school. Time for Morning Coffee. Get up. Get vertical. Get your move on. Get your groove on. Shake your money maker. You know it's time. Everybody, it's time for Morning Coffee.
I would say something to you guys, but I refuse to. Just want to let you guys know that it's that time. We apologize. We apologize for the delay. It's not our fault, but it is our fault. The next time. The next time we do this, we will apologize again because we are doing this live in your face. Meerkat, holla at your boy. That's all we got to say. In the meantime, Mark, you got that mix going down, or is that this happy time? Is that this happy time?
What is that going on?
Is that happy time?
It's happy time. You know, when we work all this technology, y'all, sometimes it don't work.
It works, man. You're doing a good job.
Sometimes it just don't work.
You're doing a good job, man. Just keep it real, keeping it live. We got a lot to cover today. I don't know what Mario's going to bring. I know what I want to bring. And all I can tell you is that I'm a sports nut. That's not fair. Just the way I flow. And then I'm going to bring you some hot picks because I do believe the women are on the stage of rage. And in the meantime, Mario, we got to stay on discipline on this show. So how far do you think we'll go with the show today? Will we hit 45 minutes, an hour, hour 15, hour and a half?
Who knows?
You don't care.
We may end up in the land of Oz.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's after 10 o'clock. You know where your parents are.
Yeah.
That's time. Get ready.
Yeah.
It's time for Morning Coffee, you guys. Now, remember, whatever you're doing this morning, whatever you're munching on, some of you got the scrambled eggs, some of you got bacon, some of you got some quinoa.
Right.
That bran muffin.
Right.
Steel cut oats. Whatever you're munching on, whatever you're smoking on, that badass Cali, those unfiltered camels, those illegal Cubans, come on and share with us. Whatever you're doing this morning. If you're driving along, you got one hand in your pocket, you ain't count change. Stop that and drive carefully. It's time for Morning Coffee, the show, the reality talk, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, brought to you by the Extraterrestrial Brothers. Mario Hemsley here, Peter Allen there. We bring it to you, and we do it because we are broadcasting 24/7 from View Park, Los Angeles, right next to Leimert Park. And while it may not be the ghetto, you know damn well we can see the fence. Come on, y'all. Get the groove on. We put this on so you can stretch. Yeah. Want you to stretch with us. Come on. Let's do what we came to do. Come on. Come on, be cool.
No, you did a good job.
Yeah.
You did a good job. You just didn't stand up.
No.
See, you're telling everybody else to exercise.
I lost my leg in the war.
Yeah, but you didn't stand up.
Yeah, this is...
Not bad, man. 10:25, man. We got to do a little bit better, but we all right, though.
You know, some of those days when everything is crazy. I mean, first of all, it's one of those weeks. Morning Coffee, we decided to make it the show that kind of fit in with the other things that we do because we are so busy creating and developing the new shows. Yesterday, we weren't here. And for those of you who missed us, I want to say, sorry we weren't here. I have a friend that I go to chemotherapy with. And many of you can relate because as you get older, if you ain't having health issues, somebody you know is.
True that.
And Vic and I discussed this, and I tell her, I said, you are so much more important than any show I could ever do. You are so much more important than anything creative that I could ever do. So that's why I will put those things on a back burner for you.
Right.
And so when her chemo's there, I go to chemo. And those are the days when we're not here for Morning Coffee. So, and it was a good day. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to all the different folks logged in. First of all, we got to acknowledge the foundation, the backbone, and that is our online interactive chat room. We got to say what's happening, chat room. We got Mac McAllister, G&M Bureau Chief, Brick Lay, and we got PMC. What's happening, y'all? The wrong button.
That's cold.
Let's hit this button.
That's cold, man.
Yeah, PMC. Philip Cuthbert, Mac McAllister. Thank you. They're bad. See, people don't realize that internet television is a two-way process. Two-way communication, that's what makes this revolutionary. It's not like other shows.
Right.
Okay, so we got two-way communication going on, and one of the mainstays of that is our chat room. Now, for those of you who are logged in through Meerkat and Periscope, we welcome you, too. For those of you who don't even understand that, Meerkat and Periscope are apps on the phone that allow you to be instantly notified when we go live. So it's that kind of a world today. You know, folks are rolling along, doing their thing, and on their phone it jumps up and says, wow, Pac Stereo's gone live. Mario's on now. They can switch immediately. Mm-hmm. And hence the phenomenon
True. Of
Meerkat and Paris. It's immediate notification, immediate gratification. So we want to thank them for being part of the broadcast. And we want the other folks to understand that this is now an expanded community with more interaction. Got to say we love it and thank you because when we first started doing this, we talked about what was going to be different. Some of the stuff couldn't be different at that time because it hadn't been invented yet. But I want you guys to understand the phenomena that makes this so much different than, say, Channel 4 cable TV is the two-way communication. The fact that I can see my folks there on Meerkat and Periscope, and I can see my folks in the chat room. The fact that I can see them and that we do have that two-way communication, well, that's what makes it good.
True. Man, I like your conversation, your technology, where she's counting down. It's almost like she's trying to tell you you only have so much time before you have to activate me. Kind of harkens back to some of your past relationships, right?
It. That's Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who don't realize, you can hear them in the back down because Blog Talk hasn't chimed in yet. They're due to chime in about 10:30.
Right.
But we are simulcasting on Ustream, both high quality and mobile, on Livestream, both high quality and mobile. We're shoutcasting, and we're simulcasting on internet radio, shoutcast internet radio. And we're about to be simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio. So it's all of that together. Now, all right, you guys, so first of all, we want to welcome everybody to October. For those of you who don't realize, they're about to hit you. Thank you. Thank you, Blog Talk. Here comes Blog Talk.
There you go, bro.
Thank you, Blog Talk. Yeah, there it goes. All right, listen up, you guys. I don't know about you all, but we're about to get the onslaught of the pre-Christmas. I don't know about you, but most of us are still broke from summer. Barely getting into fall.
Right.
And believe it or not, you have got to start thinking about how you're going to be spending for Christmas. Because it's coming up. All the ads, they already got sales. They got the pre-Christmas, Christmas sale. All that stuff is coming up. So I want you to know, I started thinking about it. Lay away. And I think I want to make an early announcement this year that it's probably not going to be very many gifts. Right? Nary a gift. I'm saying, how y'all? Think about it right now. What is your mood right now on October 6th about Christmas? Because the ads are coming. They got sales already. They don't even wait till Halloween now.
No, man.
They already starting. Amazon, too, getting ready to blitz you.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to know how you guys feel about Christmas. Are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready to buy gifts once again for those wonderful and so worthy folks in your life?
Yeah.
Just wonder.
Yeah.
Are you ready for it?
Dick. I'm not saying nothing. You know why? Because I can take this and run with it. But I think everybody wants to hear, you know. First of all, they want to go, tell us something. Give us a secret. Give us something that we don't know about you. We already know you don't want to be no Santa Claus. We already understand that.
I've been Santa Claus.
But no, they don't care.
I don't want to be Santa Claus. Some of us have been Santa Claus for so damn long. How many of y'all been Santa Claus? How many of y'all? I know. See, I'm thinking that you're already getting pissed off. You already know you got to buy Christmas gifts. It's October. You broke from summer. Mm-hmm. And you know, Santa Claus, I don't know. It might be bad Santa.
Hey, look.
Y'all see bad Santa? Santa drinking and cussing.
Right.
Drinking.
Right.
And Santa sitting there.
Where's that? Okay.
Because all you get, I mean, I'm not saying you, we're supposed to think about giving, not receiving.
Right.
This is not a sexual thing. This is different.
Yes. There you go.
This is giving, not receiving.
There you go.
So we're not supposed to be thinking that way, but I'm just saying, Christmas time is coming. How many of you all going to be in more debt in January? See, my goal this year is to enter January with no date. Debt. Now, Dick, okay, the secret, here's the secret. So part of the secret with me is that I haven't been in a steady relationship.
True that.
For some time.
Right.
Now, some of y'all say, well, that's a sad story. It's very sad.
Right.
But I want you to understand, as you get older, there are benefits to being outside of a relationship. For one thing, I haven't been able to save. For the first time. You guys realize that if you don't take somebody out on the weekend, how much you can save on the weekend? Just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have to pay for parking,
right?
Some movie that you don't really want to see, like that latest one with the one with Morris Chestnut and Michael Ealy, that all the women want to see.
Best Man.
Best Man. I mean, right. I'm going to watch it eventually because I like them. I really do.
I don't know that.
But Vic, do you feel like watching Best Man? I'm just... See,
First of all, since I understand that right now we're on the stage of rage right now, I'm going to say definitely. I want that wonderful woman sitting next to me.
I'm just saying.
Pointing out the features of the best man so I can raise
right
my
now,
level.
Your woman wants to see the best man.
That's all I'm saying.
Right now. And bugging the shit out of you, right? Can we go see the best man? No, hell no. Can't see the damn... Can we watch a whole day of football on Sunday? Like from 10 in the morning to 8 at night? The answer to that is hell no, too, right? So if the answer to that is hell no, we... Because I don't want to go see the best man.
Yeah.
But this is the issues. And what we said, this is part of the joy of being single.
Okay.
I get to not go see the best man.
Right.
Which I'll probably see it one day. And I get to save money. If every weekend... If you took the money you were going to spend on dates and put it in a jar, I'm telling you, on Monday, you happy.
So what are you trying
on Monday,
to say?
You happy when so, you...
What? Wonder if she says...
They in the chamber talking about we watch Netflix. You're right.
Wait,
see what I'm saying? What happened to the day when women would cook and bring over food?
Wonder if you run into that because
I cook.
There's some women that going like this.
They are.
I got money, Mark.
They do. They
I
are
just,
some.
I just need your time.
There's some that cook, too.
That's right.
Now, so, if they could just get their blowjob down.
No. You know what?
I'm just saying. Because I cook. I'm one of them brothers. I've been single. I've never been married. I'm single. I'm one of them men. I don't need you to clean up for me. I don't need you. I don't even want you to clean up because I don't like the way you do it. That's why I'm single. Trouble compromise.
Name the three things that you want them to do as a benefit to them as well as you.
Sleep on your stomach. That's the first one.
See, that's wrong. That's
sleep on your stomach if you're going to be spending the night.
That's one. That's just one, man.
I'm just saying. That's one of the things that could benefit all of us.
Okay.
Number two, sleep in the wet spot. That's number two that could help. It helps you. It's good for your skin.
You're gonna have
your skin. After you sleep in the wet spot, you will wake up and find the moist. You will need moisturizer that day. You will need moisturizer. Just sleep in the wet spot. That's what I tell them.
So far, you got two of them there in the bed right now, right?
And then learn to say this to me all the time. Whatever you like. Whatever you like.
This is wrong. This is just wrong.
Okay, and in return for that, I will cook for you.
Oh, my God.
Now, Vic will tell you.
Right.
Even Miko will tell you. My friends who are around will tell you that I can cook. And when you can cook and you cook regularly, you find out that your woman kind of gets used to that. You know, because it's funny how they kind of get the attitude. Like, you know, you be sitting around, your woman will say, you not cooking?
You know what?
You like,
you're going to be challenged.
You like, what? She like, well, I just wonder, are you going to cook?
You're going to be challenged.
And I'll be like, what do you mean am I going to cook?
Watch.
Well, I'm just, honey, it's getting what time? It's watching. Are you going to cook? You're like, ain't this a bitch?
Wait a minute.
Am I going to cook?
Okay.
So my women, that's how I get to them, though. I start refusing to cook. I may not cook.
You said my women.
In the
past. More than one.
Because I've been the same for a long time.
It's too late, man.
See, when you get to be my age,
no.
Whatever fault you have, you've been doing it a long time. Whatever. You get to be my age. Whatever shit you do wrong, you've been doing that same shit wrong a long damn time. Yeah. If you're an asshole at my age, you've been an asshole a long time.
Okay.
Art form. Probably live in New York, because that's where being an asshole is an art form.
I tell you what, I got it. I'm not going to switch. I'm going to pretend like there's a woman right there saying, you know what, Mario? Here's your choice. Here's your choice. And here's the question.
Yes, sir.
Fast and Furious 8 is
coming. Oh, God. I either have to see Fast and Furious or The Best Man.
Wait a minute. Which one okay, she's giving you
that's
a
how
choice.
You get your woman back. You make her go see Fast and Furious.
Would you rather watch that versus The Best Man?
No, I'd rather go to The Best Man. I don't want to see Fast and Furious, y'all. I'm not into the Fast and Furious movies. Some people are. You know, the car.
What are you into?
I like zombies. Give me some zombies. Because, you know, zombies, the reason why I like zombies, because zombies are so far from being real, they don't scare me. Like, they won't give me... See, unreal shit never would scare me or give me stress. So, if you have the attack of the giant tomatoes...
Then you're enjoying it.
Then I'm not going to be worried about that. So, zombie movies don't stress me because I don't believe that zombies are going to happen. Now, some of y'all probably believe in zombies, have zombies in your family. You probably relate differently to zombies. Now, I don't believe in zombies, but I can give a shit. So, I like zombie movies because zombies is escapism for me.
You made me hit my phone. Look at you, got me going.
See, there's other people don't like Fast and Furious.
No, I'm meerkat, not
saying. See, Mac, yo, my meerkat folks are saying that my meerkat people are saying they don't like Fast and Furious either.
How old are they?
They don't like they say Fast and Furious 29.
That's Mark. What is the longest? Okay, Friday the 13th.
Oh, I didn't see them.
All those that ran. How far did they get in their series?
Friday the. How many of y'all saw every Friday the 13th? If you're over 25,
right? Because they're still rolling. Right?
How many of you saw every Friday the 13th?
I got.
They still got what's his other name? Freddy Krueger.
Oh yeah, that's gone. Right.
All that.
He's gone.
See, none of that. I never was scared of those. The other thing that got to me late, I don't know if y'all ever got to this, as I was getting older, and I used to be scared of movies, you know, like the doll jumping out and the little puppet people and all that kind of shit.
Right.
One day I started imagining, what if when the crazy monsters jump out, what if I just went crazy too? Just monster jumps out, what if I just say,
in a theater?
No. It was like a dream of me fighting the monster.
Gotcha.
So this is how I learned not to be afraid of horror movies. I started imagining me kicking the monster's ass. I had a dream where I kicked Frankenstein's ass. I kicked Frankenstein's ass all up and down the street. I tied him to a stake. I was setting him on fire. I was sticking him with nails and shit.
Okay.
I had a dream, and it finally occurred to me that there was a bunch of monsters. I can kick your ass.
Alien and Predator. What can you do?
That's
for
the wrong one. That's the wrong one. But how about this? If you're going to attack me and you the little doll, don't attack me and be like the little doll monster. Because if you're the little doll monster, what? You better have some super strength. Because I will take the little doll monster and beat his ass
Trilogy.
And go online.
Going old
let,
school.
Let some giant, let some doll wait, monster wait, attack
Trilogy,
my ass.
Trilogy of Terror.
I will
Terror.
Be online with the doll monster, whipping his ass, setting him on fire.
Trilogy of Terror. The little
I'm just saying, what monster's your
with Karen Black, that old
right,
movie.
I would have taken that little doll.
The devil was in that monster.
I would have taken a hammer and beat that doll into
the
dust.
Devil was in that monster.
Like I said, if you're going to attack me, be the Predator, be Alien, be something with some strength. But if you're going to attack me and you're the slow-moving mouse monster,
oh, I
your
see.
Ass might be dead.
So I got what you
I
doing.
Might be cooking your ass.
You want to fight.
You might be on a steak.
You want to fight Chucky.
Come on, Chucky. Bring Chucky on. Bring Chucky. I got something for Chucky, right? I got something for Chucky. Bring Chucky.
Oh,
come on,
dude.
Chucky.
Dude.
I got something for Chucky.
Do you know this video is going to last for a long time?
Mario calls out Chucky.
No, where you put your hand?
Yeah, the Terminator. I wouldn't fight Terminator.
Oh, God.
See, yeah, my dreams, you, I only you. Fight. Here's the key. Only fight the monsters whose ass you can either kick or outrun. Because if you get caught by the mummy... Remember the mummy? Remember the mummy? The mummy used to be like this.
You're dating yourself, bro.
They used to have monsters like this, y'all. The mummy look. Monsters like, you'd be like, I'd be, ooh, ooh, ooh. I would do some Muhammad Ali rope-a-dope on him. I'm just saying. Okay, well, that's enough of that. Part is, as you get older, you start having nightmares, mainly because... You're not scared of the monsters no more. You got to pissed off at them. Like, come on up in here.
Right.
Bring your old vampire ass. I got crosses, garlic, holy water. I'm draped in all kind of shit. Okay. Just come on up in here.
Okay. I got you.
That's the way we are.
I got you, man. I don't want... See,
you
I,
wanted to know just, something about me, and this is why I'm single.
I think challenges come when you invite them. So what you just did is said something small is going to come, and it's going to have superhuman strength. It's going to be about 1 foot high. Nah, and
no,
fly,
I said that's
and
the I don't want to fight. I want to fight the monsters whose ass I can kick, like the attack of the attack of the big snails.
Hey,
how about an attack of big ass snails?
Let's okay.
You just get out there, bang. Nah,
okay, now that's not bad.
Attack of the big ass snails.
So you just gave the man now for the ladies. Are you going to campaign that Idris Elba should be playing in a James Bond movie? For the ladies, what do you think you should
do? What y'all gonna do for me?
See, that's what I'm saying.
What do I get for that? Okay, ladies, because I do love my mother dearly. So that tells you I'm a good man. You can judge us by how we take care of our mothers. So I will let y'all have some Idris Elba. Just a little bit, because y'all just Idris Elba, just all the women I know. They crazy. I need to ask some of the non-black women more to how they feel about Idris.
Right.
Because the black women just crazy about Idris Elba. There's that. I'm like, damn. Don't drool.
You're not hating, Jeez. Are you? You're not hating.
No, I like him because I enjoy him as an actor.
Yeah,
I just got
good.
To watching Prometheus.
Oh, well, you know, let me say this.
You know, so I enjoy Idris Elba.
They got to raise the level on Prometheus, right?
Yeah.
They
well,
have to raise was, the level yeah. on that one because it was a little tame.
Well,
it was a little tame, I'm sorry.
It was because they tried to be all cerebral.
You mean thinking?
Did I go over at people's head there with that one? Did I go zzz, 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 zzz. All right, let me give you some announcements. We gotta get some announcements. First of all, this week's pre-show, Mac McAllister, G&M Beauty, this week's pre-show, for those of you tuned in, it comes on at 9 every day before 9 o'clock. That's Monday through Saturday. And this week it's all dedicated to love. I think we're getting the Mac. You know, he's retro jazz and blues, but every now and then, because of the quiet storm, we affect Mac. Quiet storm's been known to do that. Some of y'all should tune in because you're still angry over that child support. Tune into the quiet storm and let us mellow you out and give you a wonderful theme. This week, Mac, retro jazz and blues, all about love. And this week, the quiet storm, tonight at 8 o'clock. The theme is romantic notions. So that's right. I know you mad. Some of you ladies, listen, at least if affection was treatable, don't feel so bad about it. Use the cream. Use better judgment. Get you a different man.
I'm not even going to switch camera.
Then all the men, don't get so mad about that child support, that alimony. And for the other babe, I didn't know she was like 19. She looked 20.
I want y'all needs to treatment.
So,
the green.
So family. Remember that. We are sorry, and let those things go.
Okay. Nice lead off, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Cause we got to go to the other things.
Yes, I know.
We got to go to other things, and let me tell you something. One of the other things we go to. One of the things we go to is we love to give you free music here at Paxtera. It's free music. Y'all, it's free. I know times hard. You got to have a sale. So free music, and you can get it at dig.ccmixter.org. Mac McAllister promotes them endlessly. A lot of our other folks promote them because you can get that free music. And we love the music of Love Shadow and Laswell. And you can get it free. You can spread it around to your friends legally. It's sort of like herpes. It's the gift that keeps giving. Just goes on giving. So it's sort of like that. And you can get some right now when you go there. So I'm going to play right now one of the ones we like. Crazy Love is the one we like, right? Crazy Love.
You're doing a little bit.
Well, it's a crazy love.
You're doing a little extra right now.
I'm trying to get this. Here's a song. You can get this song free.
Where?
It's on right here at dig.ccmixter.org. Love Shadow. Meagle loves this track. We're going to be right back with some sports, some hot picks. Go on and slip or something comfortable. Take off those hard shoes and enjoy the song. Yeah, y'all. Some of them still mad about child support.
Let's go.
Just love the band.
I like the way that you make me feel. Outside your key in, ooh, gives me chills. And with your engine trapped between my thighs, it's a power rush, a burning rush. You make me wanna fly, oh. In and out of this traffic jam, dangerous and without a plan. Fill me up, boy, and let me ride. Crazy love, it's a crazy love. Feel the wind blowing through my head.
Yeah.
So alive, boy, and I'm so scared. Never knew love could move so fast. Crazy love, it's a crazy love.
Pour it on, boy. Take me to the night.
That's why they call it morning coffee. If it was tea, they call it morning tea. Morning coffee.
I know is that you and me were meant to be. Never let me go.
That's right, get the song free. That's Love Shadow. Crazy love.
Crazy love. It's a crazy love. It's crazy.
Yeah, y'all. Grab it to the folks on Meerkat Periscope. Some of them don't realize we live on Paxtera.tv. I said, we broadcast live. We have a 24/7 broadcast machine. Y'all gotta come check us out. Come and join. Go to Paxtera.club and join our community. Go to Paxtera.tv and see my playground. If you want to save some money on your phone or tablet, go to Paxtera.mobi. Save you some data fees. Designed just for you. I know I did it. I built this thing. I built it, but Victor drives it. That's what you call partnership. Some of y'all understand. Collaboration. How many L's in that?
That's cool.
Yeah, y'all.
It's going to be a long day today.
That's right. Coming to you from Los Angeles, California. That's right. U Park. Check out Pack Stereo. The song right there, man, we tell you, free music, that's Crazy Love by Love Shadow. Go get it free.
I like
yeah, y'all.
The way that you make me feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, many of you don't understand that here at Pack Stereo TV, it's just Victor and I most of the time. But we have help, because we do have an extended family, and they are wonderful and beautiful. Like tonight, at 7 p.m., DJ Miko will be here for her Quiet Storm pre-show. We call it musical foreplay. And she's already talking about it, so be here. You could be here at 7 for DJ Miko. And then at 10 o'clock, we got the wonderful I, Victor, with Miko's challenge. So we get all the hot stuff. But I want you to understand that everything you see, we create it. Isn't that no help? I know we had some interns, but you know, they were all good friends of mine too. They eat a lot, and they are more men interns than we had females. And you know what? When you have a bunch of men over your house, or you know how men jack up your bathroom. So right now we don't have the male interns because I got tired of the whole toilet seat thing. You know, men, they kind of it's a whole thing. You have a bunch. Y'all know how it is when men visit you.
It's TMI.
Bathroom jacked up.
It's TMI.
So, I say that because I want you to understand how hard we work here, just as two brothers, to bring you this broadcast. And I want you to understand that every week Vic fucks up my lead in on purpose. He does it. So I want y'all to know, because my visual aids are the hot visual aids. I got the hot. I don't have like the average visual aids. My visual aids are the hot visual aids. I put time and effort to my visual aid, sometimes a little money, because I had to go buy little graphics. And
yeah.
But so, you know, we were trying to get the proper lead-in for the new sports, right? You know, proper lead-in, because he does the sports, you know, ain't the average sports, not the regular sports. It's not this is the sports the ladies can watch, you know. It's the different sports, new. So we have some lead-ins for the new sports. And you know he's going to jack it up anyway. But I want y'all to see, I'm going to get out the way. Y'all can see my wonderful lead-in for new sports. Are you ready? He's going to mess it up because he does it. What? Y'all, that's what they do to me over here. Here we go.
People say they don't care.
Well, here we go. Whoa, there it was. I made that. That's Victor Allen's new sports. Anyway, stop. Cue that shit up again. See? Look at that. Victor Allen's new sports. I made that. It's my visual aid. Victor Allen's new sports. Written, directed by Victor Allen, the bald-headed black man. Rub his head and make a wish. Fan base. New looking sports. It's the new kind of sports. Not that old shit. The new shit. So come on in there. Rub his head. Here's the man the ladies have nicknamed Sexual Chocolate. Here he is. Here's Victor Allen. Sports over, Victor. Yeah. 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 Okay.
Now, I can't get that excited about graphics. You can. I can't.
I don't get out. I don't get okay, out. So I don't not, get out much.
It's I'm not pretty
I'm
much
not
going there, bro.
That's all, right. all it is.
Now, here's a challenge. Did you check for publications?
Desktop. Oh.
Okay, I see. I want to see.
We're going to find out now. We're going to find out if we have publication.
Display.
Dedication.
Yes.
Like a revelation.
Yes. This is the key. I want to see.
It's an indication.
Right. Should. Did I?
Although he did it. Everybody get Vic.
Bam. I did it.
Vic put his visual aids. He put in his, you know, parents. You know, the first time your kid tells you he has to take a dump. And they're about two, they go like, I got boo-boo. I got boo-boo. Okay. So you love those first steps. This is like that. Vic set up his own visual aids.
That's
just like your two-year-old telling you he's got to take his first boo-boo.
That's wrong.
And I want you to know I'm happy. Everybody.
Well, I'm glad you're happy, man.
Where is
it? I'm glad.
The first boo-boo.
All right.
It's the first boo-boo.
All right. As you know, you guys, I don't do anything with sports but act like a fan. So I'm not going to talk about the things you normally want to talk about, but I'm going to say this yesterday. Seattle Seahawks are my team. That's not the first subject. I'm just saying this. My boy for fantasy sports is Megatron. You got to hold the pill, man. If you're Megatron, even Chancellor can't knock the pill out. So everybody's debating on the, hey, the refs miss the call. I'm going, how come Megatron let the pill drop? So my whole point is this. Detroit basically almost outplayed Seattle. So based on fantasy, I'm not scoring too many points for my boy Megatron. At the same time, my team doesn't look like the team it used to be. So I'm just giving you that, Mario, just to let you know. That's my lead in
for myself. Detroit's been having a hard time.
I'm talking about Seattle, man.
Seattle's been having a hard time.
They're having a hard time. So I'm not going to even go serious with this because there's a lot of football.
There were some positives. There were some positives on both sides.
Okay. Well, what did you find positive with Seattle? They scored what? How many points?
Seattle.
That's a problem.
The defense, their aspects.
Oh, the defense is holding down.
Right, the defense.
The offense is having some real issues.
But here's the so positive. The best thing about Seattle is that they're not San Francisco.
Let me say this. When somebody quotes and says, you're not Russell Wilson, they're calling you out and saying, so who was really the team? The players that used to be around you, or was it you? And it looks like Colin Kaepernick just doesn't have a happy day in San Francisco. And they look terrible.
Absolutely terrible.
Mechanics.
But remember, there's a point at which I always say when they get to a certain level of badness, then it's the coaching.
It's
the coaching. You make me feel like you're out there and you don't know what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
That's your coach. What if you imagine you're the quarterback and you're thinking, my offensive coordinator is an idiot.
Wait a minute, he's a friggin' idiot. Like I said, role play.
And so you're sitting there going like, what do you want me to do? What's the play, coach?
No, let me say this. Let me say this.
Coach, what's the play?
When you drop and unload that many players in 1 year, in one season, you lose one player, a pass rush, and that affects your whole defensive
line. GM is part of this.
That's right.
You have all these people who, that's their job, so.
I think
one of the things I did like in the Detroit game, I loved the way Detroit went at the Seattle secondary with their receiving crew.
Yeah.
It was amazing because that told you, for one thing that I love, I have to admit, I love Detroit's offense, what it can do once they can settle down.
Right.
The offense was amazing what they can do when they settle down.
And
they went right at them. And you could tell that they got the respect.
You know why they can do it?
From Seattle.
You're right. You know why they can do it? New offensive line players. Russell Wilson's not getting that much time. My boys probably think about Ciara, but I'm gonna leave that alone. And so now they can
press
on the receivers because they know that their pass rush can get to them because they got the new cats on the offensive line. But I'm gonna leave that alone because I'm being biased. I'm being biased to my team. I got to go to what I call over 106 million trending tweets for my next subject. Everybody's already talked about it, and it's Kobe. Kobe's 12 minutes of trending. That's what I call
it. That's 10 more than I'm going to give you.
That's right. So let me just.
You're a joy, Kobe. Okay. He gave you 12, I'll give you 2.
12
I
minutes.
Give you 2, maybe 3.
Okay. This is easy.
That's 3.
This is a preseason game, man. So everybody's going to talk about Kobe and what he looked like. And he's playing with the forward position, right?
Man, he had a heating pad on everything. I saw Kobe sitting on the bench. He had a big old pad on each knee and a big old pad. I said, damn, ain't it a bitch getting old? Ain't it a bitch getting old? Kobe on the bench. Did you see it?
Yes.
He had giant ass heating ice packs or whatever.
12 minutes.
He had boom, boom, boom.
12 minutes of trending, bro.
12 minutes of Kobe, and you get 2 minutes of Mario.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay, so let me just
get
say
Get used
this.
To it.
Let me say this. Okay.
Get used to it. Get used to it.
Okay, I looked at the team. It's preseason. They need all the time they can get. The Lakers preseason is real time because they got to establish a chemistry. So now, here's the issue that you have. You can't just glide through preseason because you need to develop that core chemistry. They lost against Utah. No big deal. No real big deal. But if you had to get a standout player, we're too busy watching Kobe. So here's my question.
Yeah, we were.
We were watching Kobe.
Well, Yes. even though, remember I buzzed you through the intercom, right? Because I said the first thing that was kind of weird to me is that they didn't do it the whole game. No. But in the beginning of the game,
right,
they when they listed the starting five,
right,
they showed Kobe at forward.
Right.
And the other two, you know, the two new guys, at the two
right
guys. So the first thing, that was so different already. I buzzed Vic through the intercom. Like, yes. Vic.
Forward.
So we were waiting on Monday Night Football, but we were watching some Lakers stuff, too.
All day, man.
And then I'm going, Vic, did you see this? They got Kobe listed as forward.
Yes.
I said, now, they're already showing a different way of going with the offense.
Well, I know what they're doing. They're taking the peel out of his hands to dominate the control of the ball. That's too much work on him. So I can understand the theory that you got a new point guard, let him develop. Your two guard need movement, speed. It pulls him back. Defensively, he's a liability. But it's preseason.
I think that, well, there's a couple things that I liked, even though it looked like they were struggling. First of all, Vic, it appears that there at least is unison in purpose. By that I mean the Lakers look like Kobe's bought into it.
Right.
And that he's comfortable with his role and with the young. I was looking for those signs. So you had signs of unison, which is what I liked.
Right.
Even though there was weak areas, there was the fact that they were more of a unison, that they had a sort of a approach. You could tell Byron Scott is really coaching now. He is really coaching.
How many games is he going to win?
Well, see, come on.
How many games is he going to win?
I don't know. But at least the Lakers are contending. I like the way the Lakers look. Even though I can say, you know, Roy Hibbert looks like he needs some conditioning. And also,
Vic, did he look like he lost weight?
He needs, like, you need to buff up, dude.
Well, you know why?
You need to buff up.
He lost weight? Because
he had a bad relationship.
The league has gone small, and they're running. And he can't. He was let go from Indiana because they told them they're going to a running model.
Well, he should learn to run.
What?
He needed some upper body. His upper body. You stand him next to other centers today, Vic.
Right.
And he his upper body. His upper body. He did not look strong to me.
No.
He didn't look. He did not seem intimidating, even as a shot blocker.
Right.
Not much at all.
Everybody is slimmed down this year, from D. Wade from last year, LeBron. Everybody
slimmed down.
They slimmed down, bro. All right.
See my pack?
All right. Let's roll. We can't
my
do
one
that.
Pack.
Let's not scare them. Let's roll up the screen. I want to go to the next one. I call it the Big Three. Since it is what I call the best bet. In my fantasy NBA sports, I got to go with my Big Three for point guards. And it's Chris Paul, Stephon Curry, and, of course, Russell Westbrook. Who is your best bet right now? Who has the best potential to go into an NBA championship year? It's kind of unfair. Stephon already has his NBA championship.
Yeah, I think the issue is about them repeating.
Yeah, so the question is, if you had to put your best bet right now between, it's hard to repeat, it's very hard to repeat, who would you want to take based on their injury free? Who's your best
Clippers.
Bet? Oh, you're taking, oh,
you know what? I hate to say it because I know.
I would say, here you go.
Here we go.
Here you go.
The Clippers, the team that they've assembled
offense,
on paper.
Not a lot of defense.
It still looks great. That looks like a contender to me.
Yeah,
I don't know how the people go perform. If Lance Stephenson.
Josh Smith.
Look at that. Even with Paul. I'm just saying, the Clippers look incredible.
Okay.
So,
who are you going to watch more? Kobe or the Clippers?
Clippers, that's for sure. You know, I'm not watching a lot of Kobe.
I'm going to tweet that.
I used to not. I never was a big Kobe fan.
Okay.
Unlike some of the LA people. But since he's gotten older, I softened because I relate.
Right.
Now, I see him out there with ice pack on both knees and one on the shoulder. I really relate. So, I give Kobe a break. But I don't think that the Lakers. Let's put it like this. What's the bet that Kobe makes it through the season?
Well,
I don't think he's going to make it through the season. I'm rooting for him to make it through the season. I'm rooting for him to not get injured. I'm really rooting for that. But my fear is he's going to get injured.
Well, do you notice that there is a higher propensity for injury as it never been before, because
as you get older,
well, the conditioning of the athletes now, you now have to, because speed and all these, the adjustment to the game, it's not a low down center grinded with just the centers and big power forwards. Everybody's gone to a finesse model, you know. So right now you're not supposed to be as injured, but I think the conditioning is hitting everybody, and now you just want to get through preseason. So I'm not gonna,
because
my best bet is, my best bet for leadership qualities is Chris Paul. Leadership quality.
Yeah, I mean,
leadership.
And you can only, to a degree, you can only show that when you have people who buy into
Right.
Because you could have leadership qualities with a rebellious team around you.
Correct.
Or a bunch of lazy sons of bitches.
Now, what did you call them?
And then it won't mean shit. Okay. You could have leadership right on, leader on
okay.
to the bench.
Okay, before I go to the next one. Who is the best, most effective leader between Paul, Curry, and Westbrook? Rank them.
Probably Paul.
And number two?
But every relationship, every team situation doesn't demand the same thing, Vic.
I agree.
The Clippers situation kind of demands that a little bit. Well, you set it up around a leadership point guard with aggressive mentality.
Right.
So if you set it up, it is what it is.
It's who makes the players better.
With the Warriors, it's not run like that. So the mentality is not like that. Even the role
right.
of the point guard is not so much the same as with Chris Paul's natural, you know, cheerleader, director kind of.
And
so it's a different thing.
And think about this. If you look at the Spurs and the Clippers, two different philosophical approaches and how they play the game. The Spurs, that part of that, I call it, they're the Belichick Patriots of the NBA. A disciplined model around their coach who basically goes, nobody gets away and
right.
relaxes for a moment. And then you go to that free flow of Golden State where they say, look, everybody's going to get the touch.
Even though that's somewhat overstated, because they do hustle their ass off of defense. It was amazing that the Spurs were the team that was the most effective at defense. In other words, last year they held teams to the lowest scoring average in the league.
Because and what they
I didn't even know that they held their. I think their right. average was 94. Vic.
Right,
and they held folks to under 100 points on average.
What's the best team to go to? The team that you know you're going to get some pill time. And Golden State has a model of getting everybody to touch the peel, whereas that model works where in other teams they go like, I need to get
that
6-7
dude. Well, what would you
rather
be, San Francisco or Oklahoma? Oklahoma City, come on.
You mean which city
rather be? Yeah, I mean part of it has to be Golden State is California.
I'm going to Golden State.
And San Francisco.
I'm going to Golden State. Okay.
The women are beautiful.
Let's roll down to the next. I'm in OT, you guys. You know what? I always say there's a moment where sports has to take a back seat to something. You got the Major League Baseball playoffs kicking off. Everybody knows about CC Sabathia. You know you got a big issue when you actually go, we're in the playoffs. I am now removing myself from this game because something is deep, deep, deeply affecting me. I always like to acknowledge that you become a champion when you can go tell everybody and say, this is what I'm battling. This is what I'm going through. So I'm not worried about whether he's going to be effective or not for the team and can he come back. He's taking on something that's way bigger. I want to acknowledge that because, you know, a lot of times we're trying to criticize, but I'm trying to uplift. CC, do your thing. Take care of you, your family, your friends, everybody
God
will be
bless
around you.
You
all day. So I just wanted to say that, Mark. If you had anything to say about this, cool.
Because in today's world, so many of us are confronted with friends and family, people we love, who have emotional issues. They have substance issues. Sometimes that leads to the emotional issues, but more often I think it's the emotional issues that lead to the substance
right.
issues. And that's why they're in pain and searching. So when I see this, I wish them the best. I send prayers. I say, there but for the grace of God go I.
Right.
And I bless everybody struggling with depression and substance abuse.
Yeah.
There's so many of us. Finally, we'll start treating it as a disease.
Yeah.
And then we'll start to help people.
Yeah. Yeah. Get right first. This game is going to go on. All right, man. I'm going to go on to the last subject here. I had to try to touch all the sports that had topics, but I can't cover everyone. And I always say, you know, there's one boss that's out of Seattle, and we know our boy. You know, we sit there and say, hey, you know, that's a That's a championship boss, the running back. I want to say there's a boss of the South that's coming. And his name is Devonta Freeman. And all I know is...
Devonta.
No, it's an A.
Really?
I think it's the A. I went to look at the spelling.
You know, half the time when you get these special names, they know to mispronounce them.
Right.
Not just Vic, but the whole NFL. Yeah.
No, I went to look carefully, and I'm seeing Devonta Freeman. What I'm getting from this is he has changed to me the Atlanta Falcons from the Matty Ice quarterback, Julio Jones connection. They got banging throw passing game. This guy is running. He's running for touchdowns.
It's a breakaway. You know, carries. They've had strong running attacks before, but of a different type. The hammering,
right,
slamming. This is breakaway, breakout kind of. You know what? All I can say is I'm loving watching the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, I hope this is their step up.
I am loving watching them. I want to go to Atlanta. They got some good women and some good food. I heard.
Where do you?
Good women and good. Atlanta, you out there, you got eat and greet.
Thank you. I like. Yeah, I'm glad. I'm good. No, I'm giving him props only because watching him perform, I actually start looking at Atlanta a little bit different. Now, still, they still got to drop the peel as it relates to postseason.
Yeah, well, that's what we have to see.
And can you go, Matty Ice will take you there. That's...
You know what? I would love to see Atlanta in the Super Bowl. It would be nice to even see a Southern team for just, you know...
Right.
I like to see the regions change up sometimes.
Well,
you know?
Well, somebody's going to have a problem
with
it.
It would be nice to get Atlanta in there.
Well, I think the problem's going to be Cam Newton's going to have something to say about that. Carolina Panthers.
So there you can go south.
Go south, man.
Who's south.
Who's the boss of the south?
You think you would ever think we'd be saying that? It's only sports. Go south.
Go south,
yeah.
Right? Only because we don't have a football team.
You hear me say roll tide. That's
we don't
what
have
you...
a football team. What can I say? What can I say? You know, all day. Like I said, I'm talking around sports, have nothing else to do. I'm on a time limit. I can't cover everything. This was the fast and dirty on it. Man, there's so many surprises from teams that are underperforming. I just don't want to do it, man. I just decided not to. I can't cover them.
It's just
the Texans. J.J. Watt must be thinking.
Oh, they
trade
got their
me.
Ass
trade
beat.
Me.
And not only that, they defense. They first of all, no offense. I wanted to go back and look. Because they got ran on so bad, Vic.
Terrible.
You need to go look at where the Clowney, all of them. You need to go look where they are because they obviously were all getting blocked.
They are.
J.J. Watt, everybody was obviously getting blocked.
Hey, I know.
That's for sure.
It could be worse. Whenever you go to London to play a game, you don't want to be the losing team or else you'll get fired like the Miami
Dolphins
coach.
Plus, London is the food. You know, they keep saying otherwise, but everybody keeps telling. I haven't been to London. Everybody keeps telling me that the food sucks. Now, London people, Londoners, let us know if your food sucks. We know we want some fish and chips and some ale.
So you asked them after you told them that their food
But I've
sucks.
Heard that humble pie. You want some humble pie, which is like liver, kidneys, all in a pie?
No, thank you, bro.
Some humble pie.
I'm good. Hey, that's my new sports. I got to get out of here and get ready for you on the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks is going to be what we call Extreme Fitness Hotties. We'll get to that in a second. But I'm done, man, because I can keep talking about more of the sports, but I don't want
to
ramble.
I want to go to London. I want to.
Also, I would have covered this moment where the Kevin Durant, Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to go there because... There's an arrogance there on the side of Stephen A. Smith as how he comes across that deals with media. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with it, man.
All right, y'all, you heard it. That's right. Stay tuned for Hot Picks. And now, here we go.
Man, I didn't even get to go there, man.
See? He always leaves out my visual aid.
Yeah, man, but you go so fast.
Okay. But watch this.
Go ahead.
Because, you know, I tell y'all. Like my visual aids.
And you look for it.
Here we go. Ready?
Yeah, you're looking for it.
Yeah, there it is. Rick Allen's new sports. Brought to you by the Ballheaded Black Man. His unique fan-based view of sports. Written and directed by Victor Allen. A recurring segment of the Money Cup with Mario show. It's there every time we're here. Tune in with your sports. Bring your old lady. Bring your old man. Gird your loins in an orange jock. That's right. Get out your foot fungus cream because you know... It's time for sports. We're going to do it like the tradition. And for all the folks in London, I blind me. We're bringing you football. We're getting into soccer. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, now I gotta practice. You know what's throwing me off is that before we got into Meerkat and Periscope, I would always be prepared for those windows. What I now do is go away to go monitor that, and then that takes me away from that timing. So yeah, I've been messing up those intros on you, man.
I think it's a wonderful challenge and amazing. So the issue with us every week is, how will we mess up our visual aids?
Yeah, all day.
But at least we have visual aids. Yes. Not unlike the marital aids that some of you have.
Let's go, man.
All right, coming up next, here it is. Here's our lead-in for Hot Picks, you guys, our wonderful visual aids. Stay tuned for Hot Picks. Like Vic says, this is the show where you get to vote. We're going to be rating pictures, photos. Get both hands out your pockets and let your count change. But I understand. It's time for Hot Picks. Get ready. Come on, y'all.
Okay, you guys, here we go. We got Hot Picks, Mario. I'm going to do one of your favorite pastimes on this, man, because I know you're an extreme sports fanatic. And when I say extreme, I don't mean mountain climbing. I don't mean Mount Everest.
Climbing the big girl. That's the kind of extreme sports I do. Climbing a big girl.
This is so cold. All right, welcome to Doo Doo Sports, man. This is what we're going to do today. I'm going to kick it off right away because there could be a part one, part two, and part three to this. I went to what is the sexiest extreme fitness sport for women. And the reason why I say extreme is because whenever you have conditioning for pro athletes, almost any sport, they're taking it to the extreme. But there are favorites, and there are some. I know, Mario, you do not like extreme physical muscular women. And that's not one of your areas, but there are developments where people have to go. I have to develop my body to compete at this level, and we're going to find out which one is.
I don't like it when they can kick my ass. But now that I think about it, I can use a woman that can kick my ass today because they can protect me. That is armor.
That's nice to know. You ready for this? You ready for this? What we're going to do is this: they all start at 10s. 1 to 10, and typically they have to now not earn that 10 just based on our chat room, Mario, and myself. But the real catch is going to be who gets the 10 and which sport best represents the type of woman fitness you call them. Now, that's my extreme.
That's right. Because I'll drive while you run alongside the car.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to go with our first drop. This is an easy one. All I can say is MMA, Ronda Rousey. You do know. You do know.
Yes.
That sometimes photos smooth you out. And sometimes they tighten you up. But for what she has to do,
she can kick ass.
She has to take it to the extreme.
Yeah.
So, far as I'm concerned, if you're the number one and holding it down, you're a 10 right off the gate. Now, fitness-wise, Mario, see, this is the difference. Fitness-wise, 1 to 10. Is this what you like?
Hey. I think I do like this because, you know, when I'm doing push-ups, I need something down there pushing back.
Wait a minute.
That ain't going to work.
Wait a minute.
So I love to think of that. I give her a 10.
Easy 10?
10.
Now, PMC.
Love that B cup.
Now, PMC said 10 as well because it's easy. Is it that you love the sculpted body or that she's just successful? What is it?
It's the sculpted body.
It's the sculpted body. That's
and now, right. today, that... White women have ass. I see white women with ass every day. Used to be sisters had all the ass.
Right.
I don't know what y'all did. It might be something in the chicken.
Yeah.
Might be something in the chicken. Yeah. But now the white women all have ass. And it's a wonderful day for the world.
Okay. I will not dare say she's not.
Wait till those Asians get ass.
Not a 10. I have to sit back and say she gets a 10 because, I mean, she has to go there. And she has to really kind of go to a rougher type of look.
She's a
to
fighter.
Be respected. To be respected.
Yeah.
She gets a 10 just from, she's not trying to be Miss USA. She's not trying to be that. So, you know, she gets a 10. That's easy. Now, whether it's my favorite or something different. So we got a 10 from PMC, 10 from Mario, 10 from, and Bricklay said 9. Not quite his style. I know what Bricklay wants. He wants
nasty freaks.
He wants it to rise. I'm gonna say
yeah,
that.
I know you need a little thickness.
I'm gonna leave that alone.
A little thickness.
I'm gonna leave it alone. All right, let me go over to the next Mario. This young lady, she's an extreme beauty. Is she extreme fitness? And her name is Skylar Diggins.
WNBA. Yes,
she's
I like
very
college. You want to hit that?
And you got to understand now. Skylar doesn't go out there and do a lot of photo shoots with, you know, extreme showing you extreme body parts and the whole thing. So you get what she wants in good taste and quality. She
yes.
is a absolutely beautiful woman.
Okay, that's my Wookiee sound.
Wait a minute. First of all, nobody knows what you're talking about.
That's okay.
Okay,
you do that sound, the women know what you mean. You go. I say, oh, Lord, he's making the Wookiee sound.
Okay, so I want you to understand.
10. Skylar, oh, you know, this is like, they should have, like, athletes, like, they have, like, got, like, a mother you like to, you know, a MILF. This could be an athlete.
Why you call
instead of a MILF, you got to get an athlete. What's, I'd like to.
You're relating this to MILFs?
I'm trying to see this. The ILF. This is an AILF.
Oh, okay. I got you.
That's what I'm saying. If you had to make a list of the athletes you like to bone, I'd put her near the top of mine.
Okay. Now, Mario.
How many? You had to bone.
Can you do? Wait a minute.
Her, Serena.
Wait a minute. Let me help you. There's some women there that says, can you give us two choices? We know you like to have sex. What about long-term relationship? Can you give them two answers on would she qualify
sex,
for
sex? First of all, sex. What? It's been a long time. I have some sex memories.
This is wrong, man. This is wrong.
And they're pretty good.
Okay, I'm saying this right off hand. Everybody drop 10s.
10!
Except Bricklay. Bricklay said 9.
Well, you know,
it's hard for Bricklay.
You have to see what Bricklay
is going. You have to show me
something. You have to see his past.
Yes, yeah, of course.
Bricklay's been some places.
That's cool.
Laid some pipe. So he's kind of like an experienced member. It's like me. We don't overreact to the beauty.
Right.
You know, he's like.
I got you, bro.
I've done this.
Okay.
It's not my first rodeo.
Okay. All right. So we got 10. We got Lord and Mercies and got some other votes. Now let's go to the next because I got to cover all bases, you guys. There is, this is something I just absolutely have to respect this whole area in, surfing. And there is a woman who brings the sage. And Sage Erickson is saying, I'm going to show you how I post up.
Man, because, geez. Ah, shit. I'm sorry. Look at that B cup. Those her tits look so muscular.
Wait. You
look at her muscles on her chest.
Why don't you just say her body, her breasts?
No, those are tits. Her tits look so muscular. She is gorgeous. Wow.
Okay.
Wow, I like this picture, Vic. All I can say is wow.
Wow. Okay,
that's... Anybody else like it as much as me? Wow. A bricklayer came up a .5.
Oh, he said we now know his style.
Lord. Okay. Lord, anybody out there, Meerkat, y'all seeing this? Look at her muscle. Look at her breasts.
Okay, dude.
Lord.
You all right?
And those are little muscular boobies.
Okay, wait a minute. Can't you look at the style?
I'm still on her breast and ass. I'm in love, Sage. You like older black men with locks? Well, maybe for dinner. I don't blame you. Look at her, y'all. She's so bad.
Okay.
I like that thing. Damn.
You know what? I'm going to give it what...
10.
That's what I was waiting for.
10.
I didn't want to encourage you. You're 10. Saying 10. We got 9.5 from PMC, 9.5 from Bricklay. I'm giving her a 9.5 as well. Mario's going 10. We now know your style, Mario. It's real easy, isn't it?
I got a few styles.
Yeah, you do. You have a few.
Everybody people always try to lock you in a box when it comes to your sexual attractions.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave that alone.
I might be all over the place.
Okay. Let's go to the next one, man. Might as well go to the next. Take it to the next option here. So, you got to be prepared for this young lady. Track and field, and you have to go see the pictures of her. Shantae McMillan. She's doing a ESPN The Body Spread. Now, I want you
it's
to...
It's a little too masculine for me.
Really? I had one.
Remember I told you? I dated this long-distance runner in college. She was all muscle.
Wait.
One night, I just was looking at her, she was asleep in the bed, right?
Right.
Had her arm across the pillow like this, sleep, laying on her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Her whole arm and shoulder and back were so ripped. They were so ripped.
Right.
I just stood there looking at her muscles going like, that's too much damn muscles. That's too much muscles.
Too much muscles, right?
She was a fine little cutie, too. Like, huh? See?
And I'm going to tell you.
Rip with muscles, like.
If you go see this photo. They've touched the photo up to give her more sculpture. I'm telling you. She is in condition, but when you go
I just can't take them when they're too much. Okay, I'm just saying me.
Right.
Personally. I've dated muscular women.
You have.
That's all I'm saying. Because, you know, at the time, they were way more muscular than me.
Okay.
Because I always had a one-pack. So I'm just saying, that's just too muscular for me. But, you know, PMC likes it.
Yeah, I noticed.
You know, they butt so tight that if you put your fingers in the crack of the ass, they can grab your hand.
Mario.
Can't even, like, butt cheeks are like rocks. Have you ever, you know, like, have you ever known somebody with a butt cheek? Like, when they test their ass up, you could, like... break glass on their ass and stuff. I'm just saying, I dated one of them, and it's too muscular for me.
Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone.
You think if they could do it to your hand, what it could do to your... I'm just saying.
Okay, while we're doing this...
I'm just saying.
Mario, what was your score?
9.
9. You have a 9. Bricklay, 8. PMC, 10. Mac, 9.5. I dropped a 9.
Check for a penis, though.
You know what? That is, okay.
I'm just saying.
You know what?
I'm just kidding.
I'm deducting some of your points.
I was just kidding.
I'm deducting
some of your points. I was just kidding.
You can get hurt. That's a good one. All right, I'm going to give it. So, hey, look. That's not bad. I mean, she's not scoring all over the place. But let me take you. Let me just give you a rundown real quick.
Back to Cuba.
We got MMA. We got WNBA. We got Surfer. And we got track and field.
Oh, that's Surfer.
Now we're going to go to the next. And this is going to be unfair, but I think you could look at
unfair so far.
The duality of the photo as we get into a gymnast, Allie Raceman.
Oh!
So she did a spread also of the body, its own. People are copying this in other publications.
This is like some good shit.
Okay, Mario.
I'm sorry. It came out for a minute.
See,
I am a man, you know, pig. Boink, boink.
Dude, you get carried away.
Come on.
I mean,
come on. Okay.
This is
shit.
Dude. You're losing it.
I am, because, Mac, y'all seeing this?
Yeah, they see
y'all,
it.
Y'all, chat room, yo. Oh, no, it's a 10. 10. And she a little bit, and just a little chunky, just a little. See, that's, I'm a black man. We like, kind of like you, a little
right.
Thickness. You know, a little, feel a little something. 10. Turn it every way but loose. Like white on rice.
I believe
be on that. What does it say? Like white on rice. That's okay. How we gonna be on that.
This is easy because I expected the
10
to go 10. So far we got
Darren. What you think, Darren?
Everybody's going 10, and I think it's for the obvious reason.
No,
it's the obvious.
What's the
reason?
Obvious reason?
I could have pulled.
They want a boner.
I could have pulled the photo of her at the top, and that's it. But because she had this available as a big promotion, it's out there. I mean, this is something she really endorsed.
This is why you need to have Pornhub, billion-dollar porn site.
This
is why you need it.
I'm going. Mac went 8. Everybody else went 10.
Mac went 8.
I'm going 9 because stature style. She is extreme. She's definitely extreme, but I'm gonna say just my personal choice.
John, but you look too short. You need them 6'2".
No, I don't.
They like them. No, I tell you, they always like them. You go into the club, whatever woman's head you see above everybody else's head, that's the one Dick like.
No, that's wrong.
Italian women.
That
you like 6'1", 6'2".
That is so wrong.
I like the ones that head come right about belt level.
Wait a minute. Mac Fortown says she will hurt you, scary 8. It's amazing how your imagination goes when you think of hurt you. There were times and days where that didn't even enter your mind.
For the women who don't understand, when men see pictures of women like this, we enter a natural imagination phase. Right. Where we imagine ourselves doing certain things to them. And usually that's not reading or the poetry or dressing dolls together. We go to a different kind of an imagination phase.
That's wrong.
When we see those kind of photos.
You're right.
Some of which is still illegal in many states.
Now, let me say this. Don't shoot the messenger because these photos are out as promotion for all these women.
They're out there.
They're out there as promotion.
There.
So I'm just letting you know. I'm just bringing
out
you.
There.
We're just trying to see how the fellas feel in
footballers.
That's wrong.
Darren in. Mac, they all nasty freaks. I know, me too.
All right. This is coming to a conclusion because there's, like I said, I got part twos and part threes on this. Our next lady up, we go to ballet and you have to show the whole picture, and her simply is Misty Copeland. Now, I want you to be careful. Misty is an extreme fitness representative because anytime you can stand on your toes,
yes,
and develop what they call a routine where you're on your toes, that's fitness.
Man, I like them ballerinas. That's ballerinas and gymnasts on my natural fantasy list. Since I was young, I said, ooh, I would like to hit that.
Okay, here you go.
That's the way young men think.
Well, you're not young.
Old men think too, but less.
You're not young.
Not less. That's the same.
You know what?
But that is supposed to be the reaction I should have to this picture. Show this picture.
You know what?
The reaction I'm supposed to have is bone her.
No.
Bone her.
No.
Pretty much. That's
how you know
normal
what?
Male chemistry.
You know,
bone them.
You
bone.
You know, Misty, upon invitation to come here, we'll see this video and say, hell no.
They know, man. I'm not the only man out there who sees that picture and thinks we are hardwired.
Right.
It's the creator.
Yeah.
It's for the preservation of the species. That's what it's to save the species. I love those gymnasts, Vic. That girl's so bad. Look at them thighs. Lord.
Right.
They always got the little boobies, little muscular tits. So I love them.
She, look.
10.
Let me say this.
10 for the ballerinas.
Yeah, let me say this, and I'm going to be honest with you.
Muscular boobies.
She's in that position where ballerinas are not as heavy on the top. She's one of the, in the rare categories of having what they call a heavier top side doing ballerina.
Yeah, she is heavier than most.
Yeah.
Because they want you flat chested.
Wait. Wait, PMC.
I know.
PMC says 12. Mac says 12. Bricklay says 9.5.
Extra point .5.
I'm just dropping my 10. I'm gonna see what Marty.
10. Yeah.
It's a 10.
Lick her armpits.
It's easy,
before
right?
Before the workout.
Okay, this is wrong. All right, so we got a 10. So here we're gonna go from top to bottom, and I'm gonna give you a final score from our chat room, from our group. This is not to represent what the public is thinking, but these are the trending women in fitness. And who's your best representative of fitness at the end of this roll where we go down, Mario? Take it from the top.
All right, from the top, everybody. First, MMA representative Ronda Rousey. Did I say, is it Rousey or Rousey?
They say Rousey.
Rousey. I always get it. Ronda Rousey. All right. From the WNBA, one of my faves, Skylar Diggins. And all right. Surfer representative and doing the weird kind of a push-up. That's right. Here she is, Sage Erickson. Go, Sage.
You too extra, bro.
Next, Shantae McMillan. Whoa. Who needs steroids? And you got this. And then, gymnast representing gymnast, Allie Raceman. And then when it comes to the ballet, representing all of ballet, here is ballerina Misty Copeland.
You're very good. Hey, you sound very good. You should get a job. Yay. All right, it's gonna be easy.
Give it up for all our contestants.
About to give you the role play. Gonna take you from sixth place to first place. And you guys just tell me in your chat room or Mario, wherever, who's your number one as I give you what we voted on.
Okay.
All right. Taking you at sixth place, the surfer, Sage Erickson.
Oh! I like Sage. Sage, come on.
I know.
Let's exchange some cultural diversity here.
She's a true surfer.
Show me your world, the surfer world, and I'll show you the neo-urban.
She's a hottie surfer. She's not trying to exploit her body.
Surf.
Yeah, I know. Again. All right. In fifth place, Ronda Rousey.
There she is.
Yeah. You know how
in the right position.
In the right. Okay. In fourth place, Shantae McMillan, track and field.
Oh, watch the strap on.
You know what, dude? You know what?
I'm just saying.
You got to come current.
Just saying.
All right. Third place, our gymnast, Allie Raceman.
There she goes. Look at that butt. She got dimples in her butt.
Yeah, okay.
Butt dimples.
Number two, representing that WNBA, Skylar Diggins.
Oh, that's my Skylar.
There you go.
Think of the children, Skylar.
And, of course, our number one, to let you know that ballet is bringing it real, Misty Copeland, who is number one because of our voting numbers. PMC voted Misty Copeland as his number one as well. Bricklay voted Skylar Diggins as his number one. Mario, who's your number one?
My number one is...
I know who it is.
It's Sage.
I knew it.
Sage Erickson.
Yeah.
And then Skylar, but Sage!
I got Skylar Diggins. So with that said, you guys, thank you for the hot picks. Got to go.
Everybody.
Ran long. Yeah, man, a little hot bit pick. Long. So we're done.
We ran long.
That's part one.
Somehow long don't sound bad to some people when you say short. We ran short. We ran long. Think long and play wrong. Well, thank y'all for tuning in to the Morning Coffee. We'll be here tomorrow, remember, at 10 a.m. for the weekly wrap-up.
Yeah.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, let me remind you, at 7 p.m., we have DJ Mikos coming in with her fine self. We call her Hot Chocolate. She is the musical foreplay for tonight's show. And at 8 o'clock, she joins Victor and I for The Quiet Storm, where the theme for tonight is Romantic Notions, whatever that is. Be there, make requests. You know it's a two-way communication. Be part of the Quiet Storm experience tonight. At 10 o'clock, the new phenomena, the I, Victor photo experience, featuring the photography, lighting, and videography of our own Victor Allen. And again, the focus of the I is our own Hot Chocolate, Miko Williams. Tonight, the continuing series, Miko's Challenge.
All right.
You guys, it's been wonderful. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to exit out with our usual theme song. You know how we do it. Ain't nobody got our DNA. Thank y'all.
See, I like. See, you're doing. You're going through what I'm going through. But I gotta say, peace and blessings to everybody. Thank you for tuning in. You know, some people are asking me. Some women are asking me. You know, how come you don't feature men in Hot Picks? I said, well, as soon as you get some women to do a lot of the voting, men, we're not going to be doing this. It's just not what we're
That's
doing.
That's a way to turn it on them.
I have to.
He does.
I have to. You bring in the women to vote in the chat room, and I'll present it for them. But you can't have this. You know, we're just not going
to
go there.
We used to have men in Hot Pick.
When we had guests.
We had a regular female. We had males and females.
Yeah, but, you know, room.
Now that y'all ain't represented.
Right.
What can I say? Skylar Diggins.
We can objectify men all day long.
Sage Erickson.
But know, with good taste.
Shit. All right, you guys, be there tonight. Remember, 7 o'clock for DJ Miko, 8 o'clock for The Quiet Storm. I'll be spinning and grinning. And then 10 o'clock tonight with Victor Allen. It is that quadruple banger day coming to you. It's the extraterrestrial brothers from L.A., Los Angeles, California, bringing you morning coffee. Drink some, eat some, read some, beat some. Oh! Come on, y'all. I'm thinking about putting grab your job on date and I get some old love. Morning coffee, motherfucker. Yeah.
What can I say? I'm a Leo to the finish.
Yeah.
I love God, so
that
I
let it be gone.
Once I step up to the mic, I see hip hop wasn't designed.
Well, that's a curse, Joe. Somewhere back in Galveston, Gene and Bill, Chief, I see.
I mean, that man in the mirror, oh, yeah, that bald dude. But now I'm back to right the wrongs of my past world. So long you want this on my wrist like my name's Earl. Articulate.
Here we have Michael Galveston, Gene and Bill, Chief in the chat room. PMC. Philip Cuthbert in the chat room. Rick Lay in the chat room. They're all in the chat room. And then we got the Meerkat folks.
Oh. Was a kid, you doing what I did, you
there.
Still got it, why you brag about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Nico.
So no making my money.
There's a high top, the high baby. I'm individual. You'll be there tonight. Where to push up?
Oh, that. She don't need a push up.
That's right. They push. You don't need a push out of hole. I get it. I have to say, I didn't know. I've been out of touch. Thank y'all for tuning in. Remember, we'll be here tonight. Quiet Storm tonight, y'all. Then your request. Romantic Notion. Two-way, I'll play your request. Because then I call you out. Peace. I'd rather listen to Tribe.
I'd rather listen to Tribe or Shit Alone.
Shit Alone.
You like my raps, but really I write songs.
I write songs.
I like to do it like this once in a while to show some versatility and make you all smile. It's been a long time coming, I know. I feel it too. The more I take a break, it's like the more I break through. With my time, the space, boy, funk, I'm on point. You bless this microphone every time I anoint. The pen, the pad, I face the bad head on. Escape inside the music, see my diaries, the song is on. Till I write my next verse, then I go again into the studio. Gotta flow again. This ain't just music to me. It's like my recipe. To be honest, it's more creative tranquility. This ain't just music to me. It's like my recipe. To be honest, it's more creative tranquility. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did. You know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual. Nobody's got my DNA. I was spitting when you was a kid. You doing what I did. You know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. They say they get me, I don't think they ever got me. My name's Kowalski, but they call me Kawasaki. I'm a lot of funds, but in real life, I'm more like Chachi or Cola. I told you, I'm funky like granola. Bars. Can't you see that I'm a star? Who pumps his own gas in the cold really fast? As I pass on your gold diggy stash, I'd rather make my own money, not advance me loan money. I was spitting when you was a kid. You do know what I did. You know I still got it. Why you brag about it? I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA. I was spitting when you was a kid. You do know what I did. You know I still got it. Why you brag about it?
Yeah,
I be on the solo, making my money's grow residual. I'm individual, nobody's got my DNA.
Well, y'all see you tonight. Peace.
Nobody's got my DNA.
Come on. All right, we're going to be returning to our previously scheduled broadcast. See y'all.